Blog Talk Radio.
We sing happy birthday.
We will go, we will marry.
Hello, people. Okay, my Swiss bone sort of went crazy on me because I was trying to play Kelsea Ballerini La Zen song, and it's one of the best songs out there, and it sort of reminded me of someone. So, yes, okay, we are doing a special edition of Daytime After Dark because, well, we were really tired on Friday. And, you know, with all the bad weather, it was like, why have it so when maybe the East Coast might not get to us? So tonight we are doing the Soapy Olympics, also would. And remember, I could go off at any moment about anything, anywhere. So just be prepared tonight and call us 347-850-8721. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Carly. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi, Bobby.
Okay.
Is David in?
Hey, and David. David's here, too. So.
Oh, hey.
Hi, David.
Okay.
Bobby.
Okay, so
hey.
I just want to say, on behalf of all of us soap bosses, that, okay, I don't care about this Olympics. I really don't give a damn about it right now because right now the half of the reason why we are doing MNA so because I'm bored and I have nothing to watch really because I caught up with all my soaps last night and then I don't want to watch any of my primetime shows until the following weekend because I just can't deal with cliffhangers. And, oh, and I'm still mad at SUV. If you haven't already seen it, it's a very testy subject, so just be prepared. And before I forget, I just want to say, Zoe Behar of The View, Friday, you were my hero. You said everything I've been wanting to say. And yeah, I'm offended by these Republicans because how is it, you know, with all this Me Too stuff going around, but we have a president who has about 12 sexual allegations, but that doesn't seem to matter really, and then you let someone in without security clearance who abuse their wife. Come on, this is bullshit. This is time for Dumb to leave office and never come back. And you know what? Why doesn't he just move to Russia with his best friend Putin and they can just have sex together? Okay, that might have been
a little too. I agree, Carly, because this whole thing goes back because when I heard Orrin Zucker right before the election talked about her relationships with Trump when he came on Days of Our Lives and done the assets, Hollywood Tour and Nancy O'Dell with her side, and her, from what I've seen in the tweets, what Stormy Daniels had to say about him. I just wonder, did we see this before with Bill Clinton, and why do we have to deal with this guy dealing with this?
Okay, number one, Bobby, before you even say that, come out of your mouth. No, with Bill Clinton, you know what? For that, it wasn't allegation. It wasn't, okay? It was purely he couldn't keep his pants in his, whatever you call it. And yes, he did in the Oval Office, but there's a difference there. There's a difference, too. He owned up to his shit. He said, yeah, I made some poor decisions. I should have not done it, but don't ever compare Clinton to Dumb ever again, because they're all...
I agree.
They're all... Yeah, I mean, yes. We all know Clinton couldn't keep his hands in his pants. But this son of a bitch, you know, having a little affair when your wife is 6 months with a 6 month old, and doing what you've done to this country, and if I hear about making America great again, I am going to kill someone because, you guys, okay, Maggie, didn't you think that America was already great before that slogan ever came about?
That's one of my biggest complaints, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're already
great. I thought America was great when Obama was president, when he said all this stuff. Not with this guy who claims he wanted to make America great. All he did was just trying to turn us into what North Korea is now. It's a military power, by claiming that he wants to have a military parade, which I don't buy in one bit, because that means he's trying to make the bluff for the little man over in North Korea and trying to set up a World War III between those two countries. And God forbid, if this is going to happen after the Olympics, then I'm sorry. I'm not ready for anything that comes my way from that little guy.
Well,
exactly.
I just want to say, and please, Megan, you go first.
I'm sorry. Not to get political, but it's not make America great. I believe his theory is make America white.
Thank you. Thank you. That's been my point the whole time, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what
we're
scares
all individuals.
Me... Yep, what scares me, though, you guys, is remember years back, at some Olympic, there was like Olympic bombing or something had to do with Olympics. I don't remember what year it did.
Well, I think it was 96. There was a 96 with abortion
mm-hmm.
bombing in Atlanta. And in 1972 was a terrorist situation where I think a Palestinian or Arab guy hijacked the Olympics and held the Israeli athletes hostage and killed them.
Right.
I do remember that through the history
mm-hmm.
books. So even though I wasn't born, I do remember Atlanta, but I wasn't born during the time of the Olympics in 72.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, please
accurate.
Don't aid us. Please do not aid us, please.
I'm not trying to start any trouble. And I just hope that at least Trump and can sit down with somebody from North Korea to settle this peacefully without having to hit the button.
No, this guy is pissed on war with North Korea. And please don't tweet me what's about to come out of my mouth. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised right now with the way the country is and the way that other countries are probably looking at us right now, like we are such dumbasses or something. I just want to say that, you know, I do have a slow feel of something going bad at the Olympics. And I know that sounds horrible to say, but I keep going back to it because, you know, it's not out of the possibility of it. And also, before we, you know, get to other stuff, okay, his budget plan is a joke. It's a freaking joke. Oh, and, okay, he wants to build the freaking wall, but didn't he say a year ago, oh, Mexico needs to pay for it? Remember he said that, you guys?
During campaign.
Yeah, I believe he said that during the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that
so now...
If I was president, I would build a wall. Really?
So now he's trying to make the taxpayers pay for the damn wall. Okay? And before you do anything, I don't want to hear about, oh, security of the borders and all this friggin' shit. Because, you know what? For people that come over here from another country, really, but, you know, if you're in New Zealand, oh, somewhere else, I can't think of the name. Of course you can come because you're not black. Oh, you're not another nationality. So please, I don't want to hear that. I want the Democrat to start working, you know, John McCain, you know what, make this immigration bill happen. We are seeing people go back to their country, but they've never really been there. They've never lived there. So this is how fucked up, screwed up everything is. So, yeah, but I just want to say I'm not watching the Olympics, and all of primetime shows will be off until the Olympics. So college very crabby and everything. And,
NBC Joe's.
Yeah, no, all of them.
No, just NBC shows.
Well,
yeah, like Grace, my NCIS, LA, Hawaii 50. Yeah, everything is gone right now. David,
right.
So
no,
I'm pissed off right now.
Right, well, I don't have to worry about some of my Olympics, particularly the hockey, because that's on like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I can DVR it and watch it during the daytime in between soaps. Because around here, and Maggie, you can agree with me on here, I don't know what time David is, we get days on at 1 o'clock. Because that's still going on during the Olympics.
We get 12.
And,
we get 12 on Florida.
And then we get GH at 3 my time, 2 Maggie's time. And
two my time.
So I got time to kill where I can watch a little bit of the ice hockey game on DVR and watch the rest after General Hospital goes off. And plus catch up with them because I have some time to watch them because it's fortunate enough. And I'm glad the NHL didn't shut down because I would have loved to have seen some of the good Blackhawk players or good Carolina Hurricane players playing for the country, but I understand why they have to use people in their farm system, and I understand very well, and I just hope the U.S. can win a goal, and I hope that the ladies can do well, because if it's not the U.S., it's definitely going to be Canada, because I'm rooting for the U.S. or Canada, or perhaps Sweden wins.
Well, yes, and I agree, and what, you know, it's crazy, because, like, the last Winter Olympics, you know, okay, the last Winter Olympics was 2012, right?
Summer.
It was in Russia, lost a couple of days because of ice hockey action and night action over there because of the six-hour time difference between the East Coast and Sochi at the time.
I think Sochi was
on the same time frame as Istanbul and Athens was, and we lost that in 2004 because of the Olympics and because of the evening schedule, because of the six-hour time difference between Athens and the East Coast.
That's what it's good this time.
Yeah, but I remember one year, maybe it was 2012 or whatever, for the winter, Hollywood was dealing with the writer's strike.
Yeah.
With the writer's strike, with all that shit that was going on then. And then we almost didn't go soaps because of it. And so they put like we went on because no one was writing. And it was the writing and the Olympics all at the same year was I hate it. But before we get on to really fun topics, there are two more things. Okay, I never want to see Antonio Zabaldino on my screen ever again. I don't. You know what? Zager doesn't need to come back. Just let him die with that character. Because after Friday, I don't know if anyone saw this on The View. I did. So the ladies were talking to him, and they were being nice because after all, he's supposed to be the new guy. And so, and then Sonny Hopkins, one of them said, so are you still standing by you, steaming that Obama is a Muslim? And the Zacass is still, saying yes, he is. Oh, and he is saying because he changed his name to Obama, because that makes him a Muslim. What are your thoughts on that, you guys?
Well, I don't
think it's
usually watch the View, usually because I'm usually he is making lunch, I didn't hear much about it because this is the first time I'm hearing it from you because I didn't hear that much about it on the internet because, like I said, I don't watch The View.
It's feeding a dead horse.
Me that I don't mean that I want to read. I don't know what that was.
I love The View, but Carly warned me about it, so I didn't watch Friday.
Well, yeah, because
it was unusual for me.
Whoopi Goldberg,
who I love as a comedian and an actor, sometimes can get too political on that show.
No, Bobby, there's not a thing about too political on The View right now. You know what? I am sick and tired of everyone saying that about The View. They are doing the right thing. They are being real on it.
I agree.
And
when you look at the other female talk shows, like The Talk and The Real, that's nothing compared to
The Real.
I started the whole thing.
On Your Real.
No. You cannot put The Talk and The View in the same category because they are pussy whip over there. They will just talk about Hollywood thing or whatever Mel Gibson just did or whatever. They will not go there with what The View and Daytime After Dark is doing right now. I'm sick and tired of people saying that about The View. It's about time they get the respect they deserve. They are really nice. Yeah, they even let Republicans on there. You know, they even let Meghan McCain, be a co-host. And I do not agree with anything she says. And if I ever hear her say one more time, oh, you guys never let me do anything. You don't get let my feelings thrown on here, both said Meghan. You tell me every day that you are a Republican, that you need to stand by the Republican Party. And Meghan, you know what? Like Zoe said, I'm offended by Republicans after this. I am. You know what? I don't think John McCain is really anymore. I mean, he hasn't said that or that flip. But let's call a spade, Meghan, and grow up. And do not talk down to Zoe, and do not accuse Zoe of talking down to you, because everything Zoe has said the last couple of years, and you know what, the day American died was the day that the election was over, and I just cannot wait for the Mueller report and everything. I want to see them go down, and just before we talk about other stuff, I guess the new guy's daughter-in-law was taken to the hospital after opening an envelope was undefined. So, okay, number one, number one, I think Naomi gave too much of a big deal out of it. And number two, maybe you should not open your husband mail because no one in America likes your husband right now. So, yes. So, yes. Okay, enough political talk by this one.
All right. Well,
maybe,
I'm glad she wasn't injured, though.
Whoopi Goldberg is a great talk show host.
Oh, yeah.
Cassis Cameron, when she was on there before she concentrated fully on Fuller House, she was great, and I love Cassis staying back to the days when she was on the original Fuller House. It just I didn't have time to watch The View and before and when she was on. So I'm not trying to say I hate The View. I just will watch it every now and then if there's a guest on or if the ladies
ever
have
No, I get what you're saying. Oh, yes, and the other thing I want to bring up before we get to our soaps was I want to thank the Zuz that put that doctor away, Dr. Nasa, for 240 years. And I just want to say that the cover-up that the Olympics did, the cover-up of what the gymnastic people did, and, the cover-up in Michigan State, all of you guys are responsible for this. And 2015, a girl went to you and said, hey, this is what's going on. You reported it and you believed a monster and a molester. Oh, I'm just doing medical exam, medical thing. I help her get back to where she was. So my thing right now is, there's a reason why people don't say if they were raped or molested, and that was not for me. Yeah, this is why, and it is angry.
I don't know if you saw this on the news or on the internet, but didn't one of the parents try to go after this guy?
Yes.
Because
I
don't care
if
the security was around me, but I would just overpower security and just got him. I don't care if I have to go to jail or not. At least I would teach this SOB a lesson.
Right.
He
heard three of his daughters.
Yes, three.
My bigger concern is what's going to happen with the new trainer, especially with the new crop of athletes that's going to go to Tokyo in a couple of years and qualify for the trial for that in 2 years going into the Olympics there. I mean, what's going to happen then? And what's going to happen after the Olympics in 2020 or beyond that with Paris or Los Angeles?
If we have to end up
in a situation like this, then God forbid, I hope we don't.
No.
That's
but I just want to say before we get on the soaps that I'm glad both of the judges let each girl have their day in court, and for him to say violate to the court that he cannot deal with what was being said when he caused this. Yeah, and you know what? I mean, God, I wish Sunny Kuntos was real. Because Sonny would do a number on this bastard. Vincent would do a number on this bastard. So, yes, okay, so I know we need
to talk about
soaps.
But I understand that everybody would tell me that General Hospital was sad and was a heartbreaker. You need to get your tissue after what happened on Friday.
Friday was good.
You guys, let's take a vote. Okay, which soap do we want to talk about first?
IGH.
Okay, Maggie picked. Maggie, you go about your feelings about General Hospital, then we all will go, and we won't talk over each other that way. So, what did you think of the ACE?
Unbelievable acting and writing. It was so real. I really didn't expect Nathan Persley to die. I know he was doing that jewelry line, but I thought maybe he's just going to leave for a bit and then come back. But he's a very important actor. and they actually, with the baby and everything going on, I mean, it's emotional, very, very emotional. Mine will be just badly.
Well, yeah, and any more thoughts you have on about the Spangy?
Oh, yes. Also, I love Ron Hale. To me, he's Mike. But since he retired, I really think Max Gale is stepping up, and he's going to portray him the way I felt my Mike did. I mean, Ron did. And I'm so thrilled that Sonny took him home with him. He'll be safer there. Yeah.
Right. Well, as far as I'm concerned, as GH, even though we talked about this on our last show, I think Amy and Kirsten Storms and at least Ryan Sher, at least all gotten into the Daytime Emmy mix this year with the acting they have done this year. But they're making up for it, and I hope that the Emmy people are taking a closer look because I know they won't use this as their clip because it's a little late, but at least I'm hitting maybe back-to-back Emmy wins for them, even though I'm kind of not sure who to root for between Days and NCH when it comes down to show of the year at the Emmy.
Maggie, was there anything else you want to say?
No, I think I covered it. It's just watch GH. It's they are really everyone there is. Nina is now Nina. I was always calling her Phyllis.
Yep, but now
she's Nina.
Okay, so David, you go next.
Okay. I used to hold back getting back by Phoenix on that prior episode. I cried so hard. I sent a message to Kathleen Gotti, that old break, and said, oh my God, this is the best episode of DS in 35 years. My show. The best part was Lingua Franco, what Franco said. They just treated you gently, and that was funny. They can't tell you were always like that. And the best part when Jordy came back, and they went off to sunset. That was the best part. And yeah, but this was the best episode of JS I ever seen yet. I went through a whole box of Kleenex. Yeah, I never cried so much. It was a great turn off. And props to the cast and the writers. They definitely in me for this right here. And thank you for your service and our assignments.
Yeah.
I agree with David. I tweeted out to Amy over the weekend, told her that she did a good job, but I can't seem to tweet out to Kirsten Storms and tell her that she did a wonderful job that's on her Emmy reel for next year because she blocked me from Twitter, so it's impossible. But with the appearance of Georgie, you gotta at least reach out to Lindsay Letterman to come on the show. I don't know if she's listening or you can email her or tweet her, but
I
would love to interview you.
She's on Twitter.
Okay. Bobby, what are your thoughts about the ace?
I'll let you know.
Okay, well, it was heartbreaking. I don't know which was more heartbreaking, Nathan dying or the funeral. And having Georgie come back, and like I said a minute ago, it would be great to get Lindsay Letterman to play Georgie on the show, on our show down the road. I don't know if you can reach out to her, Carly, or Maggie, or I can reach out to her or something, but we can try to reach out to see if she can make a appearance down the road on the show when she has time. Because it would be great to find out what she's been up to lately, other than that brief appearance, because up to then, I haven't heard much in general from her about her next acting job or anything else since she left GH.
Bobby.
I do remember tweeting how after Robin Williams died, how he was the best co-star that she had because she did a movie with Robin Williams, and I saw the tweet after he died, and I just felt, and I felt like that was amazing. That was just nice for her to make a good tribute because it was great to just have somebody to work with, because Sarah Michelle Gellar says her thing. I think Melanie Thomas Scott was on the last episode of Crazy Ones with him, so it was probably the last time that we actually saw him in public other than on interviews prior to his death.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly, and oh, you just gave me an idea about something. I'm going to talk to Maggie about it after the show. I don't want to say on air because, you know. But Bobby, is that all you liked about the 8th, or do you have more?
Well, the show has been going great, and like I said a minute ago, it would be hard to decide between that and Days, because Days have really rebounded back from being on the verge of having Megyn Kelly take over that time slot to just being back. And GH is thinking too, because when they took away One Life to Live and put a talk show on there, and now in most countries is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and Right This Minute, right before GH or right after GH, depending on what region of the country you are, that would probably a good move on the half of ABC to just keep GH, because we would not have a show if they ended up doing that and replacing that.
No, wait. I heard.
True. Okay, so, Bobby, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's going to be hard for which show gets soap a year. And if I'm the Emmy committee right now, I'm going to just put my vote for GH over Days. I mean, I love Days, but I'm going to have to put it on GH.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and we will talk about the Emmys in a minute. I just want to say, number one, I think there's a conspiracy going on with the Kleenex company and General Hospital, because Maggie knows this about me. I hate crying. I'd rather throw things. I'd rather just say the worst thing in the world to the person. But crying, I hate. So I sat down and watched it, and it broke me. It was just like, this, damn this book, because it was just so heart-wrenching, so moving. So everything, you know, that you didn't want, but you wanted. And I just want to say, I love Maxie and Lulu as best friends. And for me, I think Maxie's anger is directed at the wrong person. Yeah, okay, Lulu did write the article. I get that. But no matter what, even if the article was never going to come to light, let's just say the article was never going to come to light. You had Sunny and Jason gunning for Faithon. You had Anna gunning for Faithon. You know, you had Dr. O still keep in touch with the Son of Abyss. So with all of that being said, I want my Maxine. I know it will take time.
That's okay.
But I've been there before when I got blamed for something. And it was really, really, really hard to come back from. But, you know, I did. And I just want to say that, you know, Maxie, I hate seeing you hurt. But one of my favorite lines of the couple of weeks, Maxie is in the hospital with Bobby and Zodin comes. And Griffin says, oh, well, we have to do Faithon surgery first. And Maxie's like, why? And Bobby goes, because we have to, you know, let, you know, yeah. So Zodin's telling her about Zayton shooting the gun at Faithon to protect my colleague, which I love you, Zayton Poe. So when Maxie said to Zodin goes, well, I want to let you know, Jason, Morgan saw the thing. And Maxie like, oh, and he goes, yeah. And like when she goes, oh, my God, you know, something. And then Zodin goes, why are you questioning that? And she goes, no, Jason, why didn't Jason kill him already? That was the best line I've seen in a long time. Why didn't you just kill him away? Because the raw emotion that was there, and feeds on taking Carly hostage, and, you know, and Lulu being trapped up in Windermere, and you have both of these Spencer cousins fighting for their life for like a day and a half. And I want to see more Carly and Lulu moments. And I love Emmy. And I'm so sick of everyone saying that Emmy is not doing a great job. And then you want Julie booming back. Julie left on her own accord. You know, she wanted to do primetime, and that was her decision. I love Emmy, because you can see more of a bond with Maxie and Lulu, because they are best friends in real life, and they stay. Kristen Stone really stayed there almost all the time, so you have that. I don't think she really had that with Julie. And I just, I'm so sick of people saying, oh, we cast, you know, she's doing a bad job. No, Lulu has been breaking my heart too. But the whole cast at General Hospital deserves, like, Emmy. But saying that, I love my cousin is back on screen. I love it. And I love Dawson Oscar and... And then I just want to say, bringing Mike back into the Crystal family is long overdue. Mm-hmm. And like Maggie said at the when she was talking about the eighth, she thought, you know, we might not like him because we loved Juan Hill. But I think with that, we both really love that he's doing a good job, and this needs to happen. And when Mike said to him about, I'm sorry about Morgan, you know I talked to you on the phone, but I'm sorry. That for me was great. But, you know, and we have Nathan Barty on also next Friday. And so I'm going to say, okay,
well,
so
I'm not
Mike.
Sure, excuse me, Carly. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to call into that show because I'll probably be doing a hockey game that night, but I do want to say I do agree with what you said about Emmy Ryan, because people said the same thing about her when Crystal Hunt left Guiding Light to go over to One Life to Live, and they just got used to her, and then next thing you know, she's on YNR replacing Haley, who is now on GH, and then and they said the same thing about her, and then she goes over to GH the minute Julie left. So you got to get used to these recasts, because I wasn't too crazy about Haley Aaron being Abby on YNR as much as the current Abby on there, because I was so used to the little girl being there, and I thought maybe she can be on there for a couple more months, and then you can get in somebody, and then you can get in another actor probably close to the age of Emmy or somebody else to play her.
Well, true. And my one last comment about the age before we move on is, go Alexis, kick Ned's ass. And number two, I hate that they wrote Zini Francis off the canvas. And I think all of us need to send a Gabriel card for Spencer that broke both of his legs. And I think, you know why? His uncle needs to know that he broke his leg. Funny, when the fire happened and Spencer was in Sinus, he made sure every day to send a cookie thing, a flower thing, which probably Carly helped him with that. But I just want to see that. And I want to see more mob activity. I want to see Jason and Sunny take more people down. And, you know, Danny's alive. And we are Jason's home. Jason is home. So what, Zillian and
dead.
Ava?
Zillian,
Ava, I hope you die and die from a slow death. Really slow death, just like Morgan did. And, No, Megan, don't you agree with me?
I agree. I got Well, we're Kevin, whatever.
I agree.
Yeah, no, I'm not making you gone.
I'm sorry.
No, with this Anna, I forgot to mention Anna. Anna with the emotional, with her child that she gave away. Does anybody buy that it was a little girl, or was it really Patrick?
Nope.
I mean, what's his name?
No,
nope.
I do.
We'll take
both. They got the other one,
Aurora. I do.
Henry.
The only way, reason why I'm saying this is because there's been rumors rumbling that Anna could be Neil's, you know, doll. I mean, isn't this rumors? But let's just wait.
No, rumors.
And see, you know, and that's another comment. I love the Sunny and Jason scene. And I love when Sonny goes, okay, forget about the fact he stole Jason from me. The fact that Phelan tried and take my territory. What about what he did to Robin and you? You've lost so many years because of Robin, because of Phelan, and I thought that was really good. And when Jason and Anna were in the park, and she didn't know about Nathan. And Jason grabs Anna's hand and goes, before you go to the hospital, I need to tell you something else. Before I saw Faison, he saw Nathan. And that was really good. I mean, just overall, on General Hospital, I give them such a big, big, big job. So, yes, so... Okay, so we go to Y and all.
I agree with you on
CH. Boat.
I agree, Carly.
Of course
he lied.
I do want to just say, if you thought that people were unhappy because Nathan and Jeannie left GH, what about the story with Melissa Claire Egan on there? Now, I respect her a lot for what she's done on All My Children, and I understand why she didn't do that many shows when it moved out to L.A., or when it moved to the internet because of her commitment of looking for another acting job and eventually getting Y&R. So I understand that. But I respect Melissa for leaving under her own terms because if she didn't, because she reminds me of another actor over on Bowling and Beautiful that left named Ashley Brewer, who give credit to her former Australian TV co-star Margaret Robbie for the success of trying to go beyond soaps and stuff like that.
No, wait, Ivy is not leaving.
With Melissa Claire Egan and the others.
Bobby, Ivy is not leaving Bold and Beautiful. What are you talking about?
Ashley Brewer.
I saw that on Soap Central that she's leaving.
Okay. So we are gonna go on a Soap Central page. That Simonet Bernard, was out of there every time his contract came up. No, you know what? Until I see it from Michael Fearman, then I believe it. Until then, I know. See.
Right. Because 2 years ago, they were trying to get Rebecca Hurst to play Abigail on Days, and she ended up staying with GH instead. So I don't want to end up having to have the same situation we saw with Rebecca Hurst 2 years ago at this time when the Abigail role was up on Days.
Is our Abigail ever going to come back?
No, I don't think so. That time. I say I love Marcy. By the only one, but I think she's doing a good job. And I think Vivian killed Andre.
Definitely. That's what I said. Definitely.
I think it's Vivian who killed Andre. Who's in the way.
Vivian.
Yeah.
Vivian that tried to bury Carly alive, and I would not be surprised if Crystal Chappelle decided to return back as Carly to get a little revenge on Vivian before long.
I love Vivian now. Big the retail, but I think she killed I think.
Maggie, what else have you been liking about dates? Oh, not liking.
Well, I'm glad Hope and is back together with Rafe. I really like them as a couple. But I kind of, well, I don't sincerely want him to tell her the truth about Sammy. I'd rather it come from him than somebody else.
Agreed.
But you know what? I will use Ross Taylor on Friends debate on this one. We were on a break. No. I hate that when it was used because it was used on me back in the day and then something happened. But so I, but on this case, yeah, they were on a break. But I just want to say that, you know what? Calabardi, you know what? He is just making everything great. Along with Donald Trump, he's making days of our life. He's making America. No, he is making days of our life great again. Oh, let's get him. And I only can write gay storylines, and I only can write back from the dead storyline, and I only can write what's up my ass storylines. So I'm sorry, I don't want to hear it ever again that Calabardi came in there.
That's the reason why I'm not watching Days that often until Ten Lily returns back in May, because it hasn't been the same since she left the show.
No.
Hallmark Channel movies and stuff like that.
No.
I don't care what they say.
Bobby, that's not my bone of contention. My bone of contention is people, even someone on this panel, that wants to think Calabari is the moon and the sun, and that he's doing a great job, and I should have been happy that James Renner got a storyline. And yes, I am.
Wait,
but
you.
No. Let me finish. Don't. No. He is the most racist son of a bitch. And what he did to someone leaving Days of Our Life, and I will never forgive him, and I will never, you know, like Calabardi. So, yeah. So, if anyone asks me an interview on Calabardi, I would rather jump off a bridge than interview that son of a bitch. My mom?
Okay.
Okay, I agree with you. I agree. There have been some storylines that we could do without with him. Like getting Eileen Davidson to play Susan and not Kristen, we can just do without that.
Yes.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant. I'm sorry, that was brilliant. Bringing Hattie back. That was brilliant. And to the bank.
I was thrilled since I am because Christopher Sean with Paul, but he's gave a lot more scenes. But I've been worried all weekend. Who got shot?
Okay, but do
not
we know?
Not my Paul, right? Do we know?
Yeah, but I ain't watched the episode yet, so I don't know.
Did you watch the idea, Mom?
I watched 3/4 of it, and then you start the show.
Okay, well, I guess.
I didn't shot the wall.
I'm feeling very concerned about Gabby at this time because she can't go back to prison after what she did to Nick or what she did to Andre. That's the only thing because then that means she's going to be in prison for 2 years and not get released again. And by the time she gets released again, Ariana would be a teen and we would struggle with another teen scene that we had to deal with the last set.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess one of the best lines today I'm seeing on Twitter, Jocelyn tells Zillian that she will be sure to tell her stepdad that you said hi. Came out Zillian if him and Sonny were fun.
You say hi.
I guess, you know, yeah. But back to date, no, it's, you know what? for Wraith is the stupidest brother ever, ever, ever. You know what? Because not about Hope and what he did. No, he is believing that stupid videotape of that dress. And that's all they have to go on. That's all. Okay, and then if you look, at the time when Andre died, thank God, what Gabby was in the park sending a text. So, I guess what, you can be two places at once, you can be texting in the park, but then you will be like murdering someone and secondly, but we've seen you on camera for 5 minutes there at the park when Andre was dead. See, this is the sloppy writing I'm talking about. Because, come on, people, you need brains. You know what? It was okay for Wraith to cover up what Hope did to Stefano, but why can't you cover up what your sister is supposedly getting accused of? Because this is wrong on so many levels. I love Gabby. I'm a Gabby supporter. I love Gabby over Abigail. You know what? I wish it was Abigail that killed him. I really wish. I wish. And see, little Abigail in prison where she belongs. Oh.
One thing, that woman in the video had they had the wig on. They could tell the wig on. The woman in the video had the wig on. They don't like Gabby here, though. Yeah, it's like,
Well, I'm not buying that it's Gabby. It's got to be Vivian because she tried to bury because I don't think Gabby can't go back to prison, like I said, because like I said, you let her out this time, the next time, Ariana's going to be a teen. So I can't hope, and I can't see a teen Ariana acting the same way that this Sierra is acting now because of the fact that her mom's in jail again.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, yeah, you are so right. And before we go, we need to talk about Young and the Restless and Bold. I will start with Young and the Restless and Maggie knows why. Okay, people. I've gone since November 5th, 06, without my husband on my screen. Or maybe it was October. I'm going through the worst withdrawal of not seeing my TV husband. This is not right. This is not okay. And every time you saw that he, you know, in the credits of the day, you're thinking, oh, my husband's back. Yay. But I am grateful that my surrogate mom and my best friend watched YNL before I do, because if my husband was back, she would call me in 2 seconds. So it's just pissing me off, and I hated the CLC leaving. I'm a big Nick and CLC fan, and I hate Victor. I hate Victor. I hate Victor. I hate Ashley.
I hate Ashley.
I have a love-hate relationship with Eileen Davidson because I mean, when she did the Real House with Beverly Hills, I wasn't too crazy about her or Lisa Rinna doing it because both of them are soap stars and they brought too much drama to that show, thinking that they weren't still on the soaps. And I don't know how Lisa Rinna is going to get her fanfare when she comes back to Days tomorrow. Because that's going to be another thing. But getting back to this, I was not that much of a fan of Eileen Davidson to begin with when she played Kristen on Days versus Ashley. So I guess we're both in agreement on that.
I guess I'm over the one man out.
Oh, we could you mention Days. You know, Trev filed murder one charges against Abby today. She can go to trial. Trask, it's a new DA, whatever. She filed murder one charges. She said Gabby knew what she was doing and she premeditated, right? Which was ridiculous. Anyway, she can go have a trial, cost the taxpayers a lot of money, and get life sentence. Or she can sign this paper, and she'll only give her 10 years.
Well, wait, who are we talking about?
Trask, whatever. I think her name is Trask, the new DA.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Only 10 years. Only. Like, yeah, right. 10 years is that, and only when you have a little daughter.
Okay, yeah, and you know what? Yep. Remember how Wally was on our show? And I don't remember if it was the birthday show or the
birthday show.
Birthday show.
Because I know Zayety called into the anniversary one, but
mm-hmm.
I don't mean that. Yeah, but what I mean by this is, yes. Oh, yeah, I forgot that. So, I just know with that, no. You know what? But now I understand what Wally was trying to tell us. He was in court all day. He was defending someone at a murder.
A woman.
I put two and two together on Friday.
I was just going to say, Gary better call and get Belle on the case or get Justin, because
Wally.
That's the only way she can bail out from having to go back to jail.
Justin's with her.
Oh.
He was with her when she got the deal. And he's going to fight. No, Justin, he's going to win. He's got to win.
No, yeah, I mean, come on.
She's
Justin.
Vivian.
And you know what? You know what, but whoever really did kill Andre, if you think about it, they should not be going to jail. They should be getting mail. After all, yeah, you know what? And I keep coming back to, what if it was really Kate and we just don't know? What if Kate What if Kate walked into Vivian and Andre talking?
Yeah, there you go.
Or maybe we just don't know since Stefano came. Maybe they have cameras in that room. And maybe Kate saw it that way. And by the way, you know, I usually don't put an actor down, but I am. Okay, I cannot stand, you know what, Tyler Christopher back in the day I loved. But saying that, I really don't care about his character at all.
I'm with you, but I'm a fan. Again, you're doing a great job. Okay.
You're doing a good job. Well, I agree with Carly. I like him when
Knuckles.
He was on GH as Nicholas.
Knuckles.
But I'm not buying this character one bit, and for the last name, for good reasons. I mean, for good reasons. Because the only reasonable DeMero that they got is Chad, but then again, I'm not too sure about Abigail sometimes, because I still think she might be thinking that she's still locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
would kill her brother-in-law if it's not Gabby. I'm not pointing fingers towards. I'm thinking Vivian might have gotten away with murder, because she tried to bury Carly a lot of years ago.
She got away with it then.
But Abigail does have ways, and Abigail was in the mental institution. That reminds me. That's what I was going to say about the ace. Okay, enough people yelling at my colleague about what she said at Neil about being the mental institution and how Mel got really, really mad at her and see him as hero. Holly, I love you for that. Go on. This came into your family, almost broke up Carson for good. And you know what? She deserves everything that's coming to her, that little snake. And if I was Michael, the moment that baby is born, I'd say, you know what? Lock up now in the mental institution with Ava, because they both the long info Neil to work with Ava after what Ava did to Morgan. Now, you're done. Both of
okay.
you in my eyes are done for, right, Mom?
Okay.
They're done.
I like Neil.
My biggest fear
is like Neil.
I'm sorry.
Wait. David, what?
I'm not a fan
what
of Neil.
What did you just say?
I'm not a fan of Neil.
She's
I'm
with
not,
us.
Not
you
a fan
are?
Of Neil.
No.
Oh, you're not. Okay. Well, no one
well,
is.
Well, I
want
to say right quick, with Nell pregnant mm-hmm. and Maxie pregnant, my biggest fear is GH is going to have another baby switch mystery involved.
Don't worry
okay.
about things, but
do. Do not do this, boys. Please. You know, we are big. Some people do listen to us. So in case the Aspires are listening to us, no, don't even put that in anyone's mind. You know, I don't want to go through another baby switch. You know, I mean, come on, that's, you know, I don't like baby switches and, you know, but.
But we saw ABC drag out for a year their baby switch mystery, and we saw As the World Turns drag out for 6 months their baby switch mystery at the same time.
Exactly. Allie is up and. I think with Maggie just getting over her cold and me, I just got my voice back. We turned the show, but I wanted to also say, I was talking to Maggie Saturday night. And I said to her, you know what? I should go to bed because football will be on in the morning. And and then after I said that, I'm like, oh. So I miss my hockey
too. I got nothing but the Olympics on this weekend, so football. I was like, where's the football? I went on an NBA Development League basketball game yesterday looking for football.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that Wister Suman is coming back from his injury more quickly. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank God.
Thank God
for that thing. You know, we need our guys back. And, you know, from now until football season, I think we need to watch the NFL. I do not want to see another Thursday night football.
What happened
to Arizona?
The good news is Fox got it this year, which I'm kind of okay with Fox getting it, but I've seen how they run the Sunday show over on Fox, and I don't know if they're going to bring that magic into the Thursday night primetime schedule. I mean, as much as they brought into the Sunday schedule, because with them, the way they split up with NBC was different from the Sunday night show that Dan Patrick and company hosted. So I don't know how they're going to do it, but it's going to be interesting this fall. I'm just praying that the Carolina Panthers doesn't have to open up in Philadelphia for opening night on that Thursday when the Eagles get the championship race. I'm just hoping that doesn't happen. Otherwise, I'm going to be one person that's going to be up until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning watching the game and then trying to get to sleep and to get up at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning just to work out and get ready for work next day.
Well, there's a program note, but the Bachelor is on ABC tonight. And they're in Italy.
What?
The Bachelor's in Italy on ABC.
Oh. But now I know why Maggie was okay with me moving, moving it. And now, before we were, now I know why she was okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was okay with that, because if you had it at 9 o'clock or had it at 8 o'clock, I'm not too sure if I was going to get done by 9:30 or 10 o'clock before I went to bed. So I was just thankful that you moved it up.
You know what, Bobby? You know what? Mm-hmm. I love you, but you're going about 9:30 or 10. Yeah, maybe when was the last time I actually did that?
When you're a little girl, maybe?
Yeah, no,
baby.
Carly, let me just tell you something. Back in the day, I could stay up till 1, 2 o'clock, sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning, but not now.
No?
Back in the day, like,
you do not forget, though, can't they? Me too. I'm for DA.
Not right now.
They really now.
Not right now.
You're tired.
Oh,
okay,
God,
we'll tuck everybody in.
Well, no, Maggie and I, both, I mean, sometimes we are up on the phone, 5 o'clock her time, 3 o'clock in the morning, my time. And so, you know, we never really got in bed at 9:30 or 10. I mean, even when I was growing up, really, my parents gave up on me because I just wanted to read or whatever. And at that point, trying me to go to bed at 9 or 10, there was going to be a fight. So it was like picking their battles with me, and they knew they were never going to win. So they put a TV in my room with the promise I would not bug them for the rest of the night. And it worked. So, yes. But we are going to end it, and we probably will have a Friday, so Friday.
Friday.
You know what, Maggie? You know, I thought Friday was Valentine's Day, but it's Wednesday.
No.
Wednesday.
I guess.
Okay, but yeah, we are going to end it. I know. But we are going to end it here. And we are going to end it here, and then we will be back on Friday night.
Okay, okay. Have a good one. Good. Have a good night. I'll see you Friday.
Okay,
good night.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.